Here we are on the 16th of September, 2005. I'm Chris Gerner. Another edition of American Exposé underway. I was trying to get Jim McKinney on today. I was trying to get Scott Stevens on. Neither one of those gentlemen responded to me. So I don't know what to say, listeners. I don't know what's been engineered in their minds to not come on this broadcast. But I did plan on having one of those two individuals on the show today, or any day next week, and I have not received any response from Jim McKinney or Scott Stevens. And so that's just the way it is, listeners. I apologize. This is paramount. Weather modification is paramount, listeners. They will continue to do these weather anomalies on the world. And I certainly believe that the tsunami at the end of the year was set off. I certainly believe a tsunami is going to be done on the west coast around Oregon. And maybe it won't now. I certainly believe that Hurricane Katrina was engineered and steered. If they can move them, they can move them away from harm's way. So, here we have the devastation. Ongoing 24 hours, 7 days a week information from MSNBC and all its affiliates and other partner stations and non-partner stations continuing to cover this disaster, which is more than likely absolutely totally created. So, listeners, we can talk tonight or this afternoon. We can certainly talk. 800-313-9443. Have lots of information. Here we see United Way sets goal at $15 million. Supporters will try to raise at least $15 million to sustain community services and agencies during this year's United Way of Central Oklahoma fundraising campaign. They do it every year, listeners, around Christmas time in Oklahoma. And here we see, led by Senator Paul Cerbanes, 14 prominent lawmakers on the Foreign Relations Committee and the State Foreign Operations Appropriations Subcommittee have urged the Voice of America not to contract out to China English language news writing work that currently is performed by Americans. I covered this briefly yesterday, listeners, but this is shocking. Tim Schammel, president of the American Federation of Government Employees, the AFGE, Local 1812, has led the fight against VOA's, that's Voice of America's, Chinese outsourcing plan. Quote, as noted by the senators in their letter to VOA Director David S. Jackson, VOA must present the policies of the United States clearly and effectively and represent America, not any single segment of American society, so that the agency can present a balanced and comprehensive projection of significant American thought and institutions, end quote, he said. Quote, it's impossible, almost impossible, he says, to imagine how VOA intends to accurately report on U.S. policies and issues with reporters living halfway around the world. VOA management seems to have forgotten that the A in VOA stands for, end quote, said AFGE Legislative Representative Jim Trickold. Quote, additionally, it is unthinkable that VOA would try to do this with contractors who live under a totalitarian government, and those impressions of the United States may be based more on anti-American propaganda than real-life experience. And how regurgitatory is this, as I see Putin on the television right now? Oh, boy. We'll be right back. Stay with us. 8-1. Okay, welcome back to the broadcast, listeners. Keep in mind, we're working with New Millennium Concepts. You cannot have enough Berkey water filters or Berkeys. So keep that in mind, and they've upped the ante for the network and the broadcast that I do, and every Berkey that you purchase will certainly contribute to keeping me on the air a little better and keeping this shortwave in place at actually the movement of the shortwave to the new network, which is a financial direction that has to happen. I'm trying to get vitamin research products back. I made an offer they can't refuse, although I'm waiting for the script, and it hasn't happened yet. So where is this going to take us? I don't know. I do think we'll have Vitamin Research Products back as a sponsor. Your ideas for sponsorships are always welcome. Your support of Republic Trading Post is most important because it's an ongoing direction on the network. The bills continue to come, and I've been through this before. I've gone broke in the past doing this, and we can't have that happen for anyone at this juncture. When it comes to making the decision, listeners, everyone's in a tight position. So what is it that you have to do? Increase our numbers. Increase our numbers. That is the only hope we have in fighting off this direction that's being given to us. And what is the direction? A war. We're in a war right now. We're in a silent war using silent weapons. And if you don't understand that, then we'll have to cover this because it's so obvious to me the way the engineering process is going on that we are being given a war. And this last portion of the war wasn't very silent, the weather war. And here Putin and Bush are jointly having a mutual interest conference concerning energy. And I'm watching this on MSNBC right now. So what does that tell you, people? You know, we're allied with Russia. Always have been. The Ford Foundation has the Moscow connection. It's on our website. So keep this in mind as you understand what's being driven at us and on us today. And I get back to the silent weapons for quiet wars. They say it in 1954, it was well recognized by those in positions of authority that it was only a matter of time, only a few decades, before the general public would be able to grasp and upset the cradle of power. For the very elements of the new silent weapon technology were as accessible for a public utopia as they were for providing a private utopia. There's where we are today, listeners. The issue of primary concern, that of dominance, resolved around the subject of the energy sciences. Energy is recognized as the key to all activity on Earth. Natural science is the study of the sources and control of natural energy. And social science, theoretically expressed as economics, is the study of the sources and control of social energy, both by bookkeeping systems, mathematics. Therefore, mathematics is the primary energy science, and the bookkeeper can be king if the public can be kept ignorant of the methodology of the bookkeeping, listeners. All science is merely a means to an end. The means is knowledge. The end is control. Beyond this remains only one issue. Who will be the beneficiary? So in 1954, this was the issue of primary concern, although the so-called moral issues were raised. In view of the law of natural selection, it was agreed that a nation or world of people who will not use their intelligence are no better than animals who do not have intelligence. Such people are beasts of burden and steaks on the table by choice and consent. There it is. In view of the law of natural selection, it was agreed that a nation or world of people who will not use their intelligence are no better than animals who do not have intelligence. Such a people are beasts of burden and steaks on the table by choice and consent. Well, guess what, listeners? 1 million people have been relocated as steaks on the table and beasts of burden. They have nothing. They've lost it all. And maybe it's not 1 million people. Let's just cut it in half. Let's say 500,000. Certainly, there's 500,000 beasts of burden and steaks on the table by choice and consent traveling through America today. Disease is going to come. Vaccinations will be mandated. Food control put into place. It's not happening right now because the American people are outraged. There's many people in this country that are wide awake, listeners. There's many people that have turned off the television. There's many people that don't know what's going on right now because they've turned off the television. And there's some outraged individuals like you listening to this broadcast. Beasts of burden and stakes on the table by choice and consent. Consequently, the interest of future world order, peace and tranquility, it was decided to privately wage a quiet war against the American public with an ultimate objective of permanently shifting the natural and social energy, which is the wealth, of the undisciplined and irresponsible many into the hands of the self-disciplined, responsible, and worthy few. In order to implement this objective, it was necessary to create, secure, and apply new weapons, which, as it turned out, were a class of weapons so subtle and sophisticated in their principle of operation and public appearance as to earn for themselves the name silent weapons. So in conclusion, the objective of economic research as conducted by the magnates of capital, which is banking, and the industries of commodities, which is goods and services, is the establishment of an economy which is totally predictable and malleable. In order to achieve a totally predictable economy, the low-class elements of society must be brought under total control, such as they must be housebroken, trained, and assigned a yoke and long-term social duties from a very early age before they have an opportunity to question the propriety of the matter. In order to achieve such conformity, the lower class family unit must be disintegrated by a process of increasing preoccupation of the parents and the establishment of government-operated daycare centers for the occupationally orphaned children. The quality of education given to the lower class must be of the poorest sort, so that the meat of ignorance, isolating the inferior class from the superior class, is and remains incomprehensible to the inferior class. With such an intentional handicap, even bright lower class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life. This form of slavery is essential to maintaining some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling upper class. So everything that is expected from an ordinary weapon is expected from a silent weapon by its creators, but only in its own manner of functioning. It shoots situations instead of bullets, propelled by data processing instead of chemical reaction, which would be an explosion, originating from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder, from a computer instead of a gun, operating by a computer programmer instead of a marksman, under the orders of a banking magnate instead of a military general. It makes no obvious explosive noises, causes no obvious physical or mental injuries, and does not obviously interfere with anyone's daily social life. Yet it makes an unmistakable noise. That's right, it makes an unmistakable noise, causes unmistakable physical and mental damage, and unmistakably interferes with daily social life, i.e. unmistakable to a trained observer, one who knows what to look for. The public, however, listeners, cannot comprehend this weapon, and therefore cannot believe that they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon. The public might instinctively feel that something is wrong, but because of the technical nature of the silent weapon, they cannot express their feeling in a rational way or handle the problem with intelligence. Therefore, they do not know how to cry for help and do not know how to associate with others to defend themselves against it. When a silent weapon is applied gradually to the public, listeners, the public adjusts and adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives and other pressure, which is psychological via economic directions, becomes too great and they crack up. Therefore, the silent weapon is a type of biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobility of the individuals of a society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking their sources of natural and social energy and their physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. And this is what's going on right now. We're asked to give to the Katrina relief. We have the Bush Clinton Katrina relief right now. We have Bush in charge of tsunami relief. I'm sorry, Clinton in charge of tsunami relief. Boy, did Larry Nichols have it right, listeners. Did Larry Nichols have it right? He said this guy's never going to go away. Larry Nichols, who knew Bill Clinton very well and was very, very upset with him about the way he was. And yet he's there. Going to be part of the UN system, that's for darn sure. We'll see where that takes us. 800-313-9443. That is the number to call if you so desire. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm still watching this news conference between George Bush and Vladimir Putin, and they are against Iran becoming a nuclear power, they say. The Russians cannot be trusted, listeners, and that's why I put Hans on so many times. I didn't have to do that, but I wanted him to give the perspective to you about Russia and Czechoslovakia, where he came from, and I'm sure we accomplished that pretty well. I've had lots of experience, lots of research that I've done over the years about the Russian connection, and we're ultimately to be merged with them, according to the Ford Foundation. And you can see the Moscow connection on our website, AmericanExpose.com. In the meantime, entering its third and final day, the United Nations World Summit, the largest ever gathering of heads of state and government, is set to approve a raft of proposals, ranging from boosting development in poor countries and combating terrorism to creating new bodies for peace building and human right and UN reform. You know, Secretary General Kofi Annan has called the outcome document containing the proposals of a good instrument he could work with and build upon to streamline the UN to meet the many new challenges of the 21st century. Although he deplored the omission in and of tools to deal with nuclear nonproliferation and disarmament. Many of the more than 150 top leaders who spoke on the first 2 days of what is officially called the high-level plenary meeting of the General Assembly approved the document, though some expressed reservations or regrets that it was not bolder in its proposals. Listeners, the UN is a major setup for the world, and the engineering of so many poor in this day and time is a result of wars. And listeners, this is why they call the survivors of this devastation in New Orleans, Louisiana, and Mississippi, and Alabama, refugees. Because a war was given to us, listeners. A weather war. A weather war was given to us, people. Now, if you don't believe that, you find out for yourself and prove me wrong. You try and prove me wrong. You'll find out, you'll research, and you'll see that weather modification is a reality. Weather modification has been a reality for years. If they can steer them, they can steer them away from harm's way. It was not done to create the tragedy. And to implement foreign UN troops in America, which has happened, to relocate populations, which is happening, to declare states of national emergency, which is well underway, last count 15 states of national emergency. You have the porous borders under human rights treaties, Executive Order 13107 of 1998, December 10th, 1998, Executive Order 13107, implementation of human rights treaties signed by Bill Clinton, on the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights on December 10th, 1948. Well, that executive order, December 10th, 1998. What are we in the middle of right now? The 60th anniversary of the United Nations system. And then I see here in the paper, United Way sets goal at $15 million. Highly regurgitatory information. In the meantime, here we see bikers roar into school with donation. And they're talking about, set. Let's see. Well, it says here the Freedom Riders selected Mark Twain as the recipient of their latest check because it's one of the last Oklahoma City schools to be renovated under the MAPS for Kids plan. MAPS, Metropolitan Area Projects, voted on by the people of Oklahoma back in 1993, I believe. And they renovated all the schools, but they're still being dumbed down. Operation Information, that website. And her name is Kate Price, from Oklahoma, from Tulsa. She's very, very knowledgeable about the dumbing down process of the students in Oklahoma. So, go figure, listeners. So let's take some phone calls and understand we're going to have to move to a new frequency. 11920, I believe it is. 11920. So be prepared for that. It's an economic need at this point in time. And I'm sorry to say this, but we'll see how it works. It's probably going to work better because of the design and the positioning of the signal. Jeff in Massachusetts, welcome to the broadcast, Jeff.
Yes. For $500, the Silent Wars, for the Silent War, comes from the first chapter of the Bill Cooper book, Behold the Pale Horse.
It was in the book, yes.
Yes, first chapter. But my main comment is this. As far as New Orleans is concerned, what you have is you have 40 to 50 years of the welfare state. This welfare state was manufactured.
Absolutely.
Way back in the Lyndon Baines Johnson Great Society.
The Civil Rights Act. Stay with us, Jeff. We'll be back with you. Continue with the broadcast. Same-sex ban plan is next. Massachusetts legislature, boy, you'll want to hear this. One of the communist goals, one of the 45 communist goals, make homosexualism normal and healthy. We'll be back. Stay with us. Yesterday, Paul and Dennis were, anyway, from Poker Face. PokerFace.com is their website. Work with them, listeners. Support them as you can. Jeff, continue with your thoughts.
Yes. Now, over the decades, there was the creation of what I call the welfare magnet. Now, the welfare magnet was to attract the worst of the worst into the inner city ghettos. Just like New Orleans was. And when this Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, guess what? You had rapes, you had rioting, and this is the fruit of 40 years of the welfare state where the main business of the people was to make babies like biscuits.
Breed.
Which is a manufactured crisis by our government to create an underclass. Now, imagine if you had a nuclear attack in all the cities in America. These welfare magnets would rupture like so many pimples, and you'd have looting everywhere. You'd have mass chaos, and then the solution would be more government.
Well, how about the tsunami on the West Coast?
Exactly.
That's a great way to devastate people and not blame anyone.
Exactly. Now Theodore
Roosevelt... But God.
You're right, Mother Nature. Now, Theodore Roosevelt said that a hyphenated nation cannot survive. To really look at the root of this, what does hyphenated mean? That means I am a Mexican-American, I am a black American, I am a Brazilian-American, I have no ties to the loyalties of this country, I care not about the Constitution and its laws.
Right.
The white man screwed me, and I'm going to get what's mine.
Yep.
That's hyphenated. Now, the real America is all cultures fitting into the American perspective, not us fitting into their perspective. We have laws. We have a Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We used to have a constitutional republic. To rebuild the person is a monumental task. It is like getting the husk of a car and saying, Chris, you have only a limited amount of time to build this car that the communists have stripped down. And then while you're rebuilding the car, it's me sticking a banana in your tailpipe and sabotaging your efforts every step of the way. And to make things worse, you can't find some of the parts because the car is old.
That's where we are now.
And then you have to look at the older models of cars to see what you have to build. And those older models are dying.
And parts are hard to find, just like for our aircraft today. You know?
Yes,
indeed. They have to butcher aircraft to keep other aircraft running.
Yes, and I'm talking about from a psychological perspective. You can't even begin to have a conversation about this until people rebuild the foundation. What is the foundation? Well, a foundation of our history, a foundation of where we come from, not closing off the borders, having a cap for 10 years, no immigrants whatsoever until the people here assimilate.
Jeff, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work.
I know.
Only if we stop the U.N. system and the State Department rampaging with the U.S. mission to the United Nations will any of this stop.
Oh, no, of course not. Ron Paul had a bill to get us out of the United Nations.
H.R. 1146.
Yes, and the Ron Paul bill got torpedoed. And that's not, another thing, too, is you have politicians who do know what's going on, but they're either part of it and want to be part of the leadership in the new order.
Right.
That's what's wrong.
Yeah, you got it.
There are solutions, but people have to make sacrifices for those solutions in whatever way that they can. No sacrifice, no country. And you know what's deceiving the people is the food and the prosperity. In other words, communism is dead. I got a full belly. I watch the football game. I can move freely in and out. I don't see any roadblocks. What you're saying is a bunch of crap, right-wing crap. That's what's stopping people from finding out the truth is that there's a block. It's like the movie Back to the Future Part 2 where the old Biff tells the young Biff, if there's somebody that comes your way telling you all these things, kill them. Well,
mm-hmm.
Guess what? With the Patriots, it's like if anybody comes telling you to obey the Constitution, obey the Bible, get back to the Republic, that person's a nut, turn them in, have them committed.
Uh-huh.
And that's exactly what you're dealing with here. Or if not have them committed, then don't pay attention to him or her. They're reading their sources off of right-wing plucked patriot conspiracy theories and left-wing conspiracy theories. Watch Fox, watch CNN, watch the news, read the New York Times. They know what they're talking about. Listen to the babe at the water cooler. She knows what she's talking about.
But they hardly ever mention anything about sustainable development.
Yes.
And it's well underway.
Oh, yes. Talk about sustainable development in the U.N. and it's like a blank stare.
Yep, and the documentation is everywhere on the websites.
Yes, indeed. And as a closing comment, even if you are able to get to first base with somebody, then they'll say, I don't give a rat's bleep about your philosophy. Leave me alone. It's making me feel uneasy. I'm getting the runs, and I just don't want to hear it anymore.
Well stated.
Yes, indeed, my friend, and you have a good one.
Thank you, Jeff. obviously the plan is in place. So the Massachusetts legislature on Wednesday, listeners, according to the Oklahoman dated September 15th, rejected a proposed constitutional amendment that sought to ban gay marriage but legalize civil unions a year after the state performed the nation's first government-sanctioned same-sex weddings. It was the second time the legislature had confronted the measure, which was intended to be put before voters on a statewide ballot in 2006. In the meantime, dated September 2nd, public-private partnerships are at the core of a wide range of U.S. efforts to promote cleaner and more environmentally sound use of resources in ways that grow economies and create jobs. At the second International Experts Meeting on Sustainable Consumption and Production, U.S. government experts highlighted a number of innovative programs and activities. This is U.S. activities on sustainable consumption and production from the State Department's website, Sustainable Development Partnerships. It's like the second or third one down in our Agenda 21 section, listeners. And also keep in mind Chapter 26 of Agenda 21, recognizing and strengthening the role of indigenous people and their communities. And we'll move on to the phone calls. Let's take Steve in Michigan. I believe we have Steve next. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Great. I just had a couple quick comments. Nothing to entail like Jeff there. He really knows what he's talking about. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm up here in it's probably as far north in Michigan as you can possibly get. Now, you would think, you know, that this would be one of the better places to live in the United States, really. I mean, it's always been a nice place. We've always had good weather. We've always had clean air, clean water. And, you know, I am 100% sure that these chemtrails that they're putting in the air are really ruining things for a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I'm sure you're correct. Absolutely.
Yesterday, as a matter of fact, I mean, they've been putting this stuff in the air for, as far as I know, since I've been up here about 9 months. One of these planes was so low that I could almost read the writing on the side of it. It was a silver plane had a red tail behind it. And they just absolutely bombarded this whole part of the state. And it just occurred to me that, you know, I am sure that what was going on in Louisiana, that was done for a reason. And, you know, you talked about Scott Stevens being on your program and whatnot.
Not being on my program.
Pardon me?
I talked about him not being on my
program.
Yeah,
I know. I don't understand that. But, I mean, this guy has a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, well,
I called our affiliate up here, Channel 6 News, and I talked to the weatherman up here and told him what was going on, and he pretty much told me that it's, you know, oh, that's nothing to worry about, but I see the weather patterns even up here.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That are changing. I mean, it looks dry, wore out. I mean, it wasn't like that before.
Okay, now look, this spraying that's been going on for at least since 1992, listeners. I look here, dated September 15th. Russia and China called Thursday for the United Nations to take the lead in the global fight against terrorism. Speaking on the second day of the UN summit, where a new Arab-Israeli meeting and European nuclear talks with Iran took the spotlight. But Russia and China on top of the Security Council at the UN system. And this is just amazing. Russian President Vladimir Putin. Everybody's a president for our dumbed down society to think that everyone has a country just like ours all over the world, which is total propaganda. And he speaks at the United Nations General Assembly yesterday, Vladimir Putin. And right a little while ago, I see Putin and Bush with a joint conference. I didn't hear what they were saying, but I certainly saw them speaking on one of the news links and controlled feeds. So the aerial spraying is regarding a population reduction agenda.
I agree.
I appreciate your thoughts. Anything else, Steve?
I just want to, it was really strange, like last month. I mean, people were talking about the black helicopters and whatnot spying on people, but I'm telling you the truth, Chris. One of them flew right over our house. And that's the first time I've ever seen it. I thought, I thought, too, that, well, you know, maybe that only happens in other places. But, I mean, we only got 300,000 people in a whole UP, you know. It's like, what are they doing up here? And the thing about this plane, like yesterday, I'm reasonably sure that they're coming out of Canada because he went directly northwest.
Uh-huh. And, could very well be. And Canada's disarmed, to for all intents and purposes, I understand.
Exactly. So, there, you know, it's got to be the same thing you're saying. It's not just, it's a UN world project.
How are we going to feel when we're disarmed, just like the people in New Orleans are disarmed now, and surrounding areas are disarmed, as they're told to leave? People in North Carolina are being told to leave. What's going to happen to their ability to defend themselves in the future? The disarmament process is well underway.
They won't have a way to defend themselves.
I appreciate your call, Steve.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Arnold Schwarzenegger is running for governor again, and his ratings in California is the lowest it's ever been at, I believe, 36%. What is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger doing? He's gearing up for the presidency of 2008. Who knows who he'll be running against? Is Hillary going to make the run? Well, the powers in place have plans for the next president. Who knows? What's it going to be like in 2008 in our country, the way things are being generated and engineered now? Are we going to receive a tsunami on the West Coast? Are we going to receive another weather anomaly of some sort to further devastate our country and bring us to our knees? That is the point. Is a nuclear attack going to be done, blamed on Al-Qaeda, sponsored by Russia, that Hansa believes, and I believe could very well happen? Very, very possible. But with all that's being engineered today, with the 20th century to learn by, obviously the power structure continues with its directions to manipulate us. Gas has been frozen at about $2.75 a gallon, or thereabouts. Well, that's because the outrage of the American people require that it stay there. Let's move to Bob in Kansas. Hello, Bob.
You know, I don't think by 2008 it'll be fit to live in.
Sorry to say.
Period. But it's like a disease, and it has to take its course. Now, you know, you said Larry Nichols was right about Clinton not ever going away. Well, in the short term, yes. But look at him. He's physically weak. You know, all those leaders are mentally and spiritually flawed, severely flawed. And most of the population of Earth is, for all intents and purposes, retarded. So, consequently, it's going to have to go that direction. You can't, and it's already set in motion. You're not going to be able to stop that. It's got to happen. There'll be survivors. Survivors can start over with the principles that were laid out in the previous generation of the right-thinking people that we hear on the air today. There'll be enough of them left. I'm sure of it. It'll straighten out in the long run. I'm not a pessimist. Now, one thing that's going to throw these globalists for a loop is something that they cannot control, and that's our sun. That thing there can do more than any scalar weapon we've got. They could get such a power surge in their antenna arrays from a large solar flare that it would just melt them, fry them out. There would be nothing left. Then what are they going to do? Take them 2 or 3 years to rebuild it, wouldn't it, Chris?
Well, they always have their underground facilities to go to that we are not privy to.
That's really fine with me. They go hide in their little spider holes because when they come back out, their immunity systems won't be ready for what's out here waiting for them. As to where the survivors that are on top of the earth still will, they'll be fit to survive, so to speak. But they won't. Their immunity system will not be ready for anything that's going to be out here waiting on them after all of it goes down.
They're
not going to survive, Chris. No matter what they do or what they try or what they pull on us, these people are not going to survive. You can take it to the bank.
Well, with the weather anomalies that they keep pulling on us, they can easily survive.
Who, them? The leaders?
Certainly.
Well, I mean,
they want to reduce the population. They're doing it.
They will probably do most of that, but there will be survivors on top of the earth, and if they go down under the earth, and they come back out after some extended period of time, they're not going to survive well. They're not going to be able to handle the environment.
Well, they won't be able to go to their country clubs like they can now.
No, they won't have their steak dinners or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole different world. They will not be able to handle it. They will not be able to survive. And the thing is, the universe is much bigger than the globalists. And there are things that are in the works out there that are absolutely going to wreck down everything they do.
Mm.
And there's no way they can stop it. One large solar flare hits us square away, it's going to change everything for them and us.
I appreciate your thoughts.
And it's a free-for-all.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Bob. We'll be back to continue, listeners. Health officials pressed to ensure evacuees and elderly get flu shots, just like what I said.
Introducing the world's best air purifier.
Listeners, we'll hold off the callers for the next hour. Federal health officials are pressing forward with plans to ensure flu vaccinations for hurricane evacuees in shelters, as well as all people in nursing homes, populations they say are particularly at high risk while living in tight quarters. Dr. Julie L. Gerberding, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said Wednesday elderly evacuees, as well as those of all ages at shelters, will be among the first to get shots. This was very easy to predict by me and many of you as well. Manufacturer Sanofi Pasteur is making 200,000 of the first flu shots available to those evacuees, officials have said. Federal stocks of all vaccines are being made available to children who are evacuees, Gerberding said. Speaking at a news conference held by the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases, Gerberding joined other federal health officials, listeners, and experts to give their annual plea for people to get their flu shots. High-risk groups include people 65 and older, people in long-term care facilities, people with asthma, diabetes, and other conditions, children 6 months to 23 months old, pregnant women, healthcare workers who come in direct contact with patients. Vaccinations, listeners, serumizing. On page 2 of AmericanExpose.com, you'll find Morris Beale and what she was talking about. We'll try and cover a little bit of that today. In the meantime, Donald Rumsfeld pledged Wednesday that U.S. military forces will continue to play a strong role in Afghanistan, even after NATO allies expand their peacekeeping operation across the country next year. At the conclusion of a 2-day NATO meeting, Rumsfeld took reporters' questions about the American presence there, but stoutly avoided getting into any specifics about force levels. Afghanistan, listeners. Iraq, Middle East mess. Coalition forces. Billions and billions of dollars being spent overseas. Our military doing the UN work. And yet, foreign troops in America today. As we've been attacked by a weather weapon, which could have been steered away from this country, but wasn't. And the press will never cover the fact that weather modification is a reality, even though it's in the U.S. code, listeners. Just like the communist plan to overthrow the government of the United States in the U.S. code on our website, AmericanExpose.com. I mean, people, where does it stop? Where does it stop? In the meantime, leaders say UN must direct terror fight, dated September 15th. from the AP. The demands for a bigger UN role underlined how central terrorism has become around the world since the September 11th attacks. U.S., they also highlighted that while Washington and others want serious reform before the UN tackles new challenges, some nations want to give it more responsibility now. The State Department has the U.S. mission to the United Nations, listeners. It's everywhere, including vaccinations and AIDS, HIV/AIDS, a created crisis on the way, again, as it continues. We'll be back for the second hour. Stay with us.